What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Desmond Wong on Money FM 89.3.
Artificial intelligence and blockchain are among the new technologies that are driving a need for increased data center capacity. Data centers themselves may end up using this new tech just as heavily as the customers they serve. Machine learning algorithms can be incorporated into the control layers to enable administrators to diagnose the various causes of traffic congestions far more easily, and this could allow them to predict potentially vulnerable network sectors. Data storage company Seagate Tech did a study on the varying readiness levels of AI adoption and implementation by business segments across key markets in Asia Pacific. In findings released today, 89% of respondents studied plan to implement AI technologies in the next 12 months, but two-thirds indicated that they struggle when it comes to knowing where to start. To explain how AI could change the way businesses store their data is Senior Vice President of Seagate's Global Sales and Sales Operations, B.S. Tay, joining us live in our studio. B.S., how could AI change the way enterprises store data?
So, Michelle, good evening, and thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
So AI is really a hot new thing that's happening in the world today, and you know, it will change the way that you know, we actually live, and especially when it comes to data storage, how we store data as well. So firstly, tremendous amount of data that's going to be generated and created, analyzed, and consumed. A recent survey by IDC showed that as much as 163 zettabytes of data that's going to be created. Now, that's 10 times the amount of data that's going to be created in the next 7 years. So that's actually really quite staggering. Now, if you look at AI, what really it is, it's really about learning, machine learning, and really getting to be more intelligent. And to put it in perspective, right, and how you learn is as you experience different things, you have to retain and remember what you've learned. And how you remember that is by actually putting, like in human terms, you know, we remember them. It's in our brain. So in machine world, it's really in data storage.
And that's the memory.
Exactly.
Right?
That is the memory. And because of that, right, you know, as the more and more things go AI, there's going to be a lot more consumption and retention of storage.
And so data storage is going to look the same, or, you know, we're all seeing data storage move to the cloud. Are there some, you know, changes that we can anticipate?
Oh, absolutely. Data storage will definitely change for sure, for two reasons, right? One is the amount of data is really going to be really, really vast. Now, before, when you know, when you just are dealing with you know, a relatively small amount of data, you can actually store your data on your device itself, call it a PC or even a smartphone. But when you're dealing with a lot more, exponentially more data, you can't store it, you know, locally anymore, right? Because why? Firstly, the quantum of data is a lot, and secondly, you want to be able to share the data as well. So yes, more data is going to be stored on the cloud. Now, however, that's not the end of it, because on the cloud itself, it's remote usually, and there's really a lag time between you know, sending the information to the cloud and getting the information back. So because of that, there's going to be a creation of an extra layer and what we call at the edge, where a lot of data is going to reside.
At the edge of the cloud?
It's both at the edge of the cloud or also at the edge of the endpoint. Really, where, you know, endpoint are devices, like, for example, your smartphones is an endpoint device, right? Or the video surveillance cameras is an endpoint device. So a lot of the data that's captured will be stored at the edge, right? And it'll be analyzed so that it can transmit the analyzed data for decisions to be made, you know, back to the endpoint itself.
Fascinating.
Now, 89% of respondents in Asia Pacific have plans to use AI in the next 12 months, but 72% don't know where and how to start. This is surprising given the research was conducted within the IT industry. Why the hesitation, you think?
So Desmond, that's really a really good question, right? While AI has been around for a couple of decades, but it's really only picked up steam, you know, in the last few years. And it's really a very, very broad field. And that really explains why there's a lot of hesitation in terms of, you know, what is the right strategy? Where should the priorities be? And how can they actually start implementing it? Also, there's a dearth of talent that's really skilled in this area, that really understand exactly, you know, where to go. Because it's not just about creating AI applications, but it's also about translating a lot of the data that's being generated. So, you know, like we require a lot of specialization or data scientists, right, to be able to analyze the data and then translating that into, you know, real productive activity.
So what are some of the other challenges of AI implementation?
A few challenges that we see. We talked about talent earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about strategy. Another big challenge is really the amount of data and therefore leading to do we have the right infrastructure, especially in data storage, to be able to cope with the amount of data that's actually, you know, coming out. Now, related to that, a big challenge coming up will be security, because a lot of the information right now are highly, highly critical.
Mm-hmm.
Could be very, very sensitive as well. And therefore, there has to be a high degree of security to ensure that the data is not breached.
So it's not only where to store it, but how to protect the
data.
How
to protect it, that's correct.
Right? So in terms of addressing some of these challenges, what do you think are some key areas?
Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of work that's being done in this area. So firstly, there is definitely a proliferation of data centers. A lot of large companies offering cloud services that really will be very, very helpful. And all these companies are growing very quickly. There's a lot more companies that are also investing in what's called private clouds as well, which is, you know, their own data centers to address their own storage needs. In addition to that, there's also creation of new technology and new products that we've not seen before. I talked about data residing on the edge, right? Equipment that really, you know, allows data to be processed on the edge will soon be more available, so to speak, and that's not an area of technology that was available maybe 5-10 years ago.
Okay, what are some other key takeaways from this research?
Yes, I think the key takeaway is a couple of things. Firstly, right, AI is here already. It's not something that we look at it like it's in a science fiction movie and that, oh, it's going to happen, humanoids are going to take over or whatever. Mm-hmm. It is something which is here and a part of our everyday lives. Like, for example, for you and I, if we have a smartphone, we are already using AI in some degree, fashion or form, right? So it is already here.
I don't think my phone's that smart just yet. You're talking about sort of algorithms, right, that learn and keep learning?
How
are you defining AI?
AI would be, like, for example, facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
That's AI, right? Like, if you have an iPhone 10 with facial recognition, mm-hmm. that's AI. Or Siri in iPhones, that's AI as well. So it's actually more ubiquitous than you think
mm-hmm.
it is.
Because it's coming via the apps or different applications
as
well.
Yes, exactly.
So enterprises moving towards cloud storage, is AI going to revolutionize data center storage?
Yes, maybe I wouldn't quite call it revolutionize, but certainly I think, you know, it's going to change a lot of how people work, live and play. I think, you know, there's going to be a lot of smartness, right, in how you're being marketed to, as an example.
Sure, but do you think your survey shows that people are sort of flat-footed or on the left foot when it comes to this change that's happening? Because 89% say they plan to use AI in 1 year, mm-hmm. but 72% don't know where to start. So, mm-hmm. There's some disjuncture there.
Yeah, no question about it, right? So so I think, you know, in order for things to progress smoothly, there's a lot of catching up that needs to happen without a doubt.
Really quickly, too.
Right, exactly. And we believe that, look, we've been here before, I think in the last 5 to 10 years, the rate of change in technology is much, much faster than in the last 100 years. So I have no doubt that in the next few years, a lot more development will happen in this space. And a lot of people are going to get caught up, but it's still a big challenge, nonetheless.
But the solutions are here as well.
I wouldn't say that
isn't in Singapore for data
I wouldn't
storage.
Say that all the solutions are here, right? But I think we're getting there. There's a lot every day. There's going to be new technology emerging. new applications emerging, and you know, it will get better.
Well, it's been fascinating. Thank you so much for coming by. Joining us live, Senior Vice President of Seagate's Global Sales and Sales Operations, B.S. Tay. Thank you.
Thank you.